Welcome back to Fraser 365 as we are focusing in on the topic of gratitude. And once again, we have Dr. Neil Epler with us today.
It just makes life better. It makes your relationships better. It makes your walk with the Lord better. Mm-hmm. Just makes your day so much better. I think it makes you sleep better.
Yeah.
When you're focusing on something good as opposed to something bad.
Yeah.
And I think it keeps the evil one away. Mm-hmm. I mean, he doesn't like smiles. He doesn't like laughter. He doesn't like joy.
That's right.
He wants you to focus on those dark things.
Yeah.
And so we can combat all of that by having this attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
You know, and it can just be such simple little things. And once you begin, you're just like, it's almost like a snowball going down a hill.
Yeah.
It just keeps picking up and getting bigger. And you say, I have so much to really be thankful for. Mm-hmm. I know I got some bad things going on, but so many things to be thankful. I was even thinking about taking my medicine this morning. I said, hey, you know, I've got some blood pressure issues and cholesterol issues. But I said, I have doctors to go see. I have medicine I can get. I can take these things. I mean, so many people in the world don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't think about that. We think about, oh, woe is me. I've got this going on and stuff.
Right.
But truly, again, you know, we are so, so blessed.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, what you're speaking of there is that healthy kind of, it's not comparison, it's perspective.
Right.
It's not you're saying, you know, oh, I'm more blessed than them in the fact that I'm better than them. No, it's just this perspective of you know, where I am right now in life and the things that God has brought into my life, these truly are blessings. And you and I both have been in other parts of the world where we've seen people have a lot less and live off a lot less, but be absolutely grateful.
Amen.
And thankful. It's amazing. And in some ways, it seems like the more materialistic we become sometimes, we just... It's almost like we're just spoiled children running around and looking for the next thing that'll make us happy.
Sure.
When living with this constant just acknowledgement of being grateful for all the things that the Lord has brought into our life that are good and right and holy, it's like we lose sight so many times of... it's just perspective. We lose perspective on those things.
We tend to be competitive, you know, with one another, and then this comparison that we do. Because we're always looking at people who maybe have more than us or something better than us, instead of being thankful and grateful what we have. We don't tend to look at folks who don't have what we have, but we have a tendency. And then just to be grateful. You know, I always tell folks when we say the Lord's Prayer, we say, Lord, give me this day my daily bread.
Yeah.
We don't say, Lord, give me steak and potatoes or a roast or, you know, God just provide, and God does provide for us our daily provision. Except we're thankful for that instead of saying, well, I didn't have as good a meal as they had, or I don't have as nice a car as they have, or big, you know, those kind of things. That's not necessary, but somehow in our culture, and I think in the Western world, we just tend to do that.
Yeah.
And that's why I think people in developing countries and third world, they're all in that same boat, and so they're just appreciative for anything they have.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, some of the happiest people I've ever met in the world were also some of what we would consider the poorest people.
Yep, absolutely.
It's amazing. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation on Fraser 365 as we've been diving into the topic of gratitude. We look forward to continuing the conversation tomorrow.